This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. When federal officials began issuing detainers in 2008 under a pilot program called Secure Communities, most jurisdictions treated requests as mandatory, but after American citizens were mistakenly held, filed suit, and won costly damage awards, some jurisdictions stopped cooperating. Trump has reinstated the program, but there are no new rules and continued confusion. In British by-elections, the Labour Party defeated the right-wing UKIP party and its leader in a key race and lost a long-standing Labour district to the governing Conservative Party. Mexico's big soda tax has recorded a second year of declining sales, especially among lower-income Mexicans. Across the United Kingdom, the average house price has risen by 32% over the past 5 years, from £170,000 in 2012 to its highest ever level of £225,000 in 2017. Average annual city earnings have not kept pace, rising only 7% in the same period to £33,000. This means affordability has deteriorated, with house prices rising as a multiple of average annual earnings from 5.5 in 2012 to 6.9 in 2017. On the same day, President Trump in Houston declared that the GOP from now on will be the party of the American worker. Theresa May, Britain's prime minister and head of the Conservative Party, declared that the Conservatives are truly the party of working people. U.S. banks are lending more. In the fourth quarter of 2016, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo all reported increases in the average loan figures. Former Labor Secretary Tom Perez was elected in a close vote as chair of the Democratic National Committee over Congressman Keith Ellison from Minneapolis, who immediately was named deputy chair. U.S. Secret Service recently agreed to pay $24 million to settle a lawsuit filed in 2000 by 100 African-American agents who accused the agency of bias in employment and promotion practices. An internal Department of Homeland Security report found that country of origin is unlikely to be an indicator of potential terrorist activity. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.